I think a lot of people make too much out of everything they see. I mean, I guess that's just what some people do. But here, you know, it's a long season. We still have a ways to go, and, you know, everything's starting to pick up.
What kind of a runner are you in the rain and wet conditions if it's like that tomorrow night?
I don't know. I guess we'll see tomorrow. I mean, stay up.
I mean, does it change, though? I mean, as far as
I mean, you can't cut as fast as if the surface was dry. So it definitely takes you tiptoeing things down a bit.
What is the one thing that's keeping you guys from getting on track? Or have you been able to identify a common thread in what everyone perceives to be the struggles in the running game?
I mean, you know, it takes, all 11 guys to be on the same page. And, you know, there'll be times where, you know, we might be one block away or, you know, they have the blocks and we don't hit it fast enough. So it's a number of different things just trying to get it, you know, all together.
When we see you run into the back or your own blockers, you know, it's happened a couple times. The natural inclination for the people that don't know is to say, well, you ran the wrong hole or something like that. How do you view when that happens? Do you go back and look at those individually? How do you grade what's going on when you're running into the back of your own guys?
I mean, it depends on the play. I mean, it could be, you know, as a runner, we're getting up too fast, or maybe the blocker got pushed back a bit. So, you know, it could be, you know, one of two things.
How do you keep your confidence up when the start of the season goes the way it does this time?
You know, it's your job. I mean, every game, every run isn't going to be a 50-yard run, 100-yard game. You know, sometimes you might not even get 60, 75, but, I mean, it's a team sport at the end of the day. You know, the W is what counts, and as long as what you're putting in is, you know, the team's getting positive out of it, then it doesn't matter what people think outside of what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, Mike and Aaron said yesterday, 25 to 30 attempts, that's where they want to be. Is that necessary, you think, to get going?
I mean, you don't know if it's necessary, but it definitely helps out the pass. You know, as we all know, the pass game has been, you know, crazy good in the past few games. So, I mean, you know, why mess with it? But at the same time, you know, you're going to need to be able to run the ball just to create balance and make sure the defense can't just concentrate on stopping one thing.
Being a short week, I guess, how does your body feel right now? And is there any extra juice playing on Thursday night? The fact that your peers will be watching and it's nationally televised.
It feels a lot better today than it did yesterday. I know that for a fact. But, you know, tomorrow I'll be as close to, you know, as good as I can be. But, I mean, you know, it's my job. We got to go out and play and, you know, give everything I can.
Any extra juice playing on Thursday night with everybody watching, the only game in town?
I mean, as far as winning, yeah, you want to win, so you're going to put everything you have into it. And, you know, it is a national game, so that definitely helps certain people, those who like to play on big stages.
Do
I?
Through the first 4 weeks, do you think you've had fewer carries just out of a true eye set than out of a shotgun?
I mean, definitely. I mean, that's because our offense is different this year than it was last year.